USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More protests in the streets of Louisville, Kentucky, after officials decided no one will be charged in the killing of Breonna Taylor. One officer was indicted, but it was unrelated to her death. The president of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law, Kristen Clark.
The public expected a different outcome.
One officer was charged for firing into a neighboring home near Breonna Taylor's during the incident. The FBI is still investigating, but Clark says
there is just no accountability here, and the system failed Breonna Taylor.
When asked what he thought of the grand jury's decision, President Trump praised Democratic Governor Andy Beshear.
I understand he's called up the National Guard, which is a good thing. I think it's a very positive thing, and it'll all work out.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wade Alaroot listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com.
At the Supreme Court, people are gathering to honor the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Janet Crawford has more.
Outside the court, crowds gathered in an outpouring of their own, including the president who nominated her, Bill Clinton, with his wife, Hillary. They grieved at the loss of a champion, a hero, an inspiration for generations of women. The line never shortened as people filed by, paying their respects. Justice Ginsburg will lie here in repose until tomorrow night, her former clerks standing by for the public to give thanks, her final act at the court and a life of service.
Missouri Governor Mike Parsons, a Republican who refused to require residents to wear masks, has tested positive for the coronavirus. Dr. Randall Williams is with the State Department of Health.
I'm thankful to report that both the governor and first lady are doing fine. The First Lady is mildly symptomatic, and Governor Parson is not experiencing any symptoms.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In California.
In the next 15 years, we will eliminate in the state of California the sales of internal combustion engines.
Governor Gavin Newsom says that means new gas-powered cars and trucks will no longer be sold. Goes into effect 2035. The House has passed a bipartisan agreement to fund the government through the end of the year, averting an October 1st shutdown. The vote came shortly after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced she and Republican negotiators had reached a deal on the continuing resolution, which includes $8 billion to fund nutrition assistance and greater oversight to make sure farm assistance doesn't go to oil companies. The Senate must agree to the same legislation before President Trump can sign it. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, who's been negotiating the spending deal with Pelosi, didn't comment. The deal funds the government through December 11th, avoiding a potential shutdown amid election season, a pandemic, and an economic crisis. The new fiscal year is set to begin on October 1st. House Democrats' original continuing resolution proposal eliminated about $30 billion supported by Trump for a bailout for farmers through the Commodity Credit Corporation. Further negotiations restored at least some of the funding after Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell promised a fight from his party. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.